Welcome back to another side episode. So this one is the success of Paul Herbert's. Now, I believe this might be a little short. There's not a lot about him, which is very surprising. But there's a lot of, like, just some topics that are very, I think they're just worth mentioning to you guys. So if you don't know who Paul Herbert is, definitely check out my episode. It tells you all, you know, his collaborations and all his collection, his collections, I guess you could say. And it just kind of tells a little bit about him, but in these episodes, I'm going to talk about the backstory, not his collections. I just thought it would be kind of good to have kind of a, you know, like a switch swap, you know, like collections, and then I'm like, I feel like when I was doing the collections for Lutana, I felt like, you know, like, I feel like people would want to know, you know, some of the backstory, and people do want to know. So that's kind of why I started this. Anyway, let's get right to it. So Paul Herbert was, I believe, sworn in as creative director back in 2008 of Lutan. Now, he did create a lot of stuff. I felt like he was kind of like the first person really to put like Lutan as like, okay, you don't have to like, Lutan doesn't have to have like all this like crazy luxury style, but also could be kind of have like a chill back style, you know, like the graffiti print, just the really bright colors. He kind of, obviously, he was definitely probably, kind of seemed like he was like inspired by, or Virgil kind of inspired by him, because that's what Virgil does, kind of followed in his footsteps. So that's just like one of the things, and I'll talk about. So let's get started. So for years, Paul Herbert was among the top menswear designers working for brands like Louis Vuitton, Martin Mangela. Last year, he took a step back and launched his own menswear line, Helbers. His first two collections have been well received by the major fashion retailers in France, the United Kingdom, and the United States. So he said, "It isn't possible to entirely impose your own taste on large department stores," Helbert told in an interview earlier the year. "My approach is now smaller and more personal, and I can pay more attention to the product than I could have at a large brand. Furthermore, the word luxury is no longer part of my vocabulary. In this sense, our clients are very different compared to Louis Vuitton." So basically, I'm pretty much thinking he's basically just saying, like, he's not just like all about, you know, just like, he's not all about doing, how do I phrase this? He's not all about like, okay, you know, like, it's just, you know, like really luxury, but he wants to give the taste of kind of like streetwear in there, you know, kind of what I'm trying to say. So Paul Herbert's brand is well received. Herbert made his debut in Paris last week with his collection of formal and casual menswear, including clunky knits, trousers, jackets, and shoes to the mid-high segment. Prices range from 300 euros, which US people, that's around 500 euros, to 2,500 euros, which is around 3,000. His second collection was built on this style, but included lighter materials and looser details. The products were actually available at Barney's in New York, which is this very high-end designer. It's kind of similar to, if you've heard of, what do you call it? Neiman Marcus. It's very similar to that. So it was also featured there. One quick thing before we go on a quick ad break. Paul Herbert's consulted to a designer for major fashion houses. So Herbert's worked as a designer for Maison Martin Magella for 5 years before joining Louboutin, which he worked under Marc Jobs in the menswear division. Before kicking off his career with a major fashion house, Herbert's graduated from the Royal College of Art in London and went to work for the now discontinued fashion chain Mac and Maggie in Amsterdam. It was what H&M is today, Herbert said of the brand. So that's kind of just like a little taste of him. I definitely think this is really, really cool. He was definitely the first one to say, you know, fascism doesn't have to be all, you know, it doesn't have to be completely black and white. It doesn't have to be a Hermes, right? Where it's just like simple. It can be you need to have like kind of that streetwear vibe to it, but still have that luxury attached to it, which I really like. So we're gonna head to one quick ad break, and then we'll continue with the rest of this episode. All right, welcome back from the break. So, to continue, following his time there, he joined forces with several Mac and Maggi collages to launch the tailored sportswear collection called Inch. It was very Dutch. I come from the Netherlands, and when you fly over to the country, you see that it is too very much designed. Every square inch is cultivated, and that was also the idea behind the collection. Herbert sold Fashionatia, something like that. Eventually, he quit the label and started to work as a menswear designer in the Netherlands. Not long after, he received a call from Marliya, I think that's how you say it, asking him to join the brand as a designer. His time, Margulia, was a major learning process for Herbers, because as he tells it, he was very confronted with a designer who ultimately makes both clothing and fashion. I also learned before thinking or th before drawing, instead of simply producing and reworking. You follow the entire process of contemplation, Herbert's revealed. Paul Herbert's take a step back with the launch of the fashion label. When Herbert's joined Louis Vuitton 2005, sorry, I got the date wrong, 2005, not 8, menswear collections were still rather kind of just bland, if you know what I'm trying to say. In his time worked for a fashion house, he was able to double menswear revenues, which I think is very, I mean, part of the reason why they hired him. After leaving Louis Vuitton in 2011, when Kim Jones did take over, Herbert became a consultant for a range of fashion brands, including Chinese cashmere manufacturer. In the meantime, he also laid down the groundwork for his own brand. Not only did he look for partners, he also explored the way in which his collections would be manufactured. Where and how my clothing is made is very important to me, Herbert says. Herbert chose to launch his own brand because he had very specific needs. So my inspiration rises from a historic perspective. The workshop I worked with are all as old as my inspirational images, he told Fashion Week. I often enter in a very close working relationship with workshops, which ensures that the traditional craftsmanship is given a new life, becomes connected with the present. This methodology is hard to find among existing brands because they're so focused on usually on the research of the product, he explained in an interview. He's very, very different, I have found. He's very different from kind of a, I mean, most, you know, people of, I mean, any fashion house, right? Because I felt like he was kind of like the staple, you know. He was like, no, like, it doesn't have to be exactly this way. He was like the old Virgil. Not his success nearly, but I mean, just his style. Yeah, let's continue. So, Herbert's use features in his collection is not a birdetry. I never mind. Anyway, most recently he worked with a consultant, Capassi, for a Milan-based women's wear athleticship brand in Catherine's Co. Catherine's Co. Catherine's and Co., where he found inspiration for his own brand. In the end, people can only ever do one thing. I'm one tricky pony. In the 1990s, I had already based my own label on materials for sportswear, but I did not yet have the experience I gathered for working at Louis Vuitton sportsmanship. Since then, I have learned how to use materials without losing their elegance, he revealed to Fashion Week. According to the designer, he later proved to be an advantage. I think that nowadays, there's no more room to explore this side of fashion than there is in the past. People travel more, their lives are more dynamic, their functionality of collection emphasizes the way of life. Herbert's told Fashion Week that we can expect an expansion of the current collections with accessories. The goal is to someday open our own stores. This would also offer items like glassware and books. I want to expand and deeper. So that's pretty much a little bit about him. Obviously, the previous episodes we've done, it's mostly Louis Vuitton because that's the main thing. But if you can see, I mean, he is, like, literally on a different level. I feel like he's been in so much fashion houses. He has so much experience, right? And he's not that notable, which I think is very surprising. But yeah, so that's pretty much the episode. I think he's done a lot for Louis Vuitton, a lot of stuff. I mean, he's like literally the breaking point, you know, of just saying, you know what, you know, I mean, basically kind of what I got out of it is kind of, he was kind of like, no, fashion doesn't have to be exact a way. Luxury doesn't have to be exact way, right? We can change it up a bit, right? And just kind of going toward that instead of just getting housed up in this, just like fashion has to be a certain way, you know, that stuff, right? He was definitely indifferent to that. I think it was very different. I know a lot of people do not know him, which I'm surprised. Let me tell you, I am very surprised that not many people do know him, but, again, you know, that's part of the thing. I mean, he doesn't even have his Wikipedia page. What the heck? But yeah, that kind of wraps up this episode. So thank you for watching Hype Life. I'll see you in the next episode.